Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, November 1st edition of the program. We got Zeldin in the lead in the first poll I have seen in New York, and I am in a New York state of mind. I am so excited about this. The possibility of the red wave, including New York, Oregon governor's races, perhaps 52, maybe even 53 Senate seats. It is very real. We'll discuss the latest on that. Plus, the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, in a story broken by The Intercept, is clearly trying to put its thumb on the scale of what is acceptable discourse. Misinformation, disinformation, malinformation, all these different concepts. Why is the government telling social media platforms what can and can't be said? And also, how does this affect the narratives around COVID? Now, all of a sudden, they're saying, oh, we're going to forgive and forget, right? We're going to forgive and forget the craziness that we did to you. No, we are not. We are not going to forgive and forget. We're going to remember very much what they did to us, the insanity of their positions on all of it. And I am still furious about it. And we need there to be consequences. We will get into all of this, my friends, momentarily. But let's talk for a second about Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the family mortgage on the home to lift the financial burden and bring stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, giving our most severely injured heroes the ability to live more independent lives. Through our veteran homelessness program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans across America, more than 500 in 2022 alone. Because all veterans who honorably served our country, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Help America's heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Doing amazing, important work. Please donate if you can. Okay, so we have in New York State, Kathy Hochul is such a bad candidate that Democrats are worried that she is dragging down other candidates in New York more than even Biden, that she is essentially a vortex of awful, which is certainly true about her in general. She is an awful politician. She is very stupid. She has no judgment, wisdom, or knowledge whatsoever to bring to the role she is in. She was a lieutenant governor who just happened to be there when Cuomo decided that it was time for him to go. He had to no longer be the governor of New York. Why? Well, it should be because Governor Cuomo was doing terrible things during COVID. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by terrible things? I mean getting it all wrong, but also thinking that he was the North Korean-style leader of New York, do whatever he wants. But then he was grabbing some ladies by the thumb, by the behind, and that didn't go over well with the Democrats. So he had to lose his job. And then all of a sudden you had Kathy Hochul, who was the governor, and she's horrible. She is awful. And now she's even trying the crime situation isn't that bad line. I mean, this is remarkable. She's telling everybody it's really not like crime is as bad as everyone has been saying. Well, that's crazy. She's also claimed, here she is saying that she's the underdog. She's the sitting governor of New York in a solid majority Democrat registration, very blue state, and she claims she's the underdog. Play it.
I think I've been real clear in my expectations in this race since the beginning. I've always said I was an underdog. Now, I've been in the job a short time. I have a short, compressed period for people to get to know me.
Yeah, people have gotten to know you all right, and that's why they are fleeing from your administration. Kathy Hochul was horrific during COVID, masking up children, bending the knee to the teachers' unions, no matter what they did. She's awful. Lee Zeldin understands what it would take to turn the state of New York around. He's absolutely right. Here he is. Play clip 9, because this is what it's all about. It is a campaign to save New York State.
Support is coming in from all across all walks of life. This is about Democrats, Republicans, and independents uniting as New Yorkers to be able to save our state. People truly believe, they understand, they know that this is a campaign to save New York City, a campaign to save New York State, to restore balance up to Albany. And that's why we're getting support from people who maybe have been a lifelong Democrat. They've always voted Democrat, but they're saying, Lee, this year I'm voting for you.
In fact, the New York Post had a number of people it was quoting who were lifelong Democrats, including some Asian American residents of New York City who had always voted Democrat, who just said they're sick of the lawlessness and the crime. They're going to vote Republican this time around. This is fantastic to see. And it is very possible that particularly former Democrat voters from the Hispanic and Asian American communities in New York flipping to the Republican side is going to be what delivers the 35% of New York City that Lee Zeldin needs to win statewide and become the governor. Lee Zeldin is going to win. Lee Zeldin, in my opinion, is going to be the next governor of the state of New York, and he absolutely deserves to be, because the arguments, the ladies of the View, Joy Behar is from New York City, for example. She is not an astute observer of anything. But, she sits there and she says her things and she just despises Republicans. I just think it's terrible. The insurrection and the threats to democracy. All the stuff that she says all the time. You say, who listens to this woman? Here she is trying to tell you on behalf of the Democrats who are losing in New York and nationwide on the issue of crime, that crime's actually not bad in these places, that it's down, that you shouldn't believe these crazy stories about the rise in crime. Listen.
I'd like to remind everybody that it was the Democrats, not the Democrats, who stormed the government that day and tried to kill the vice president.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Republicans now coming up to the next election, which is next week, by the way, all they do is talk about crime, crime, crime. Well, I looked it up. Murders in major cities have fallen by 4% so far in 2022 compared with the same period a year ago. So crime is not on the rise. It's actually going down under Joe Biden.
That's one way to try to spin the numbers. But when you've had a 30% increase nationwide in homicides, which is what we had in 2020 because of the BLM movement, progressive prosecutors, and the end mass incarceration narrative of the Democrats, when you've been through that and you have a 30% increase, the bigger story isn't the little 4% statistically insignificant drop. 4%, folks. OK, that's not significant. What's significant is that this is durable, that it is continuing, that the elevated level of crime wasn't a blip on the radar. It wasn't COVID related. It wasn't because of COVID lockdowns. That's what Democrats were saying. It has stayed very high. And that's where I think it's clear that the Democrats just don't have a compelling story to tell. They just don't have a compelling narrative. I want to talk to you about cybersecurity, though, and how to stay safe online when it comes to your information. Cyber criminals comb the dark web for stolen data, and some of the things they value the most are your personal identifiers, your personal information. That includes your full name, social security number, driver's license, bank account, passport number, phone number, all that stuff. Believe it or not, a lot of that information is there for cyber thieves to buy, albeit illegally. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously easy for cyber criminals to steal your identity. But protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name that you didn't know about. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25%. This is just a must-have. I've had LifeLock for years. I get warnings, announcements, etc. from them about my credit score, about something funky going on based on my name or social security number. It's really helpful. You just want to have it. You want to have it operating in the background. Now, the midterms, my friends, everything that I've told you about it is all true, which is nice. I've been right about this all along. In fact, if you go back to an earlier episode of this show, I think in August, it was called Immigration, Crime, the Economy, or Economy, Crime, Immigration, Economy, Crime, Immigration. I've been saying it like a mantra for the GOP. And guess what? Even the libs in their own analysis see that that is what matters to people. Not January 6th, the insurrection. Oh, my gosh, the insurrection. Threats to our democracy. Here is NBC's Steve Kornacki, who is saying, look, on the issues that matter most, and there's real clarity on that based on the polling, Republicans have a huge advantage. Play clip four.
This is new from Gallup. They ask folks the issues they consider the most important, very important. And you see the economy tops it, abortion, second, crime, gun policy, immigration. Then you ask folks who say these are the most important issues to them how they intend to vote. And I think this is interesting, too, because look at this. On all but one of these topics, Republicans have an advantage. And on three of them, the economy, crime, immigration, Republicans have massive advantages over Democrats.
Yes, they do. And there's no response to this that makes any sense to anyone who's being honest. I mean, the Democrat response on these issues is essentially absurd. Here, for example, is CNN's Kirsten Power saying, oh, the Democrats actually have a really good record on crime and they didn't defund police. Like, who was defunding police? Like, that was not Democrats. That was some other political party that was demanding we do this and supporting riots in 2020. Someone else was doing all that. Play clip six.
They've been caught flat-footed on the crime issue because the crime issue isn't something that's just happening in Democratic states. In fact, it's happening in Republican states. It's happening at very high rates, and Democrats have a pretty good record on crime, and yet they're not talking about it. And it's in the same way there's a lot of people in this country who believe the Democratic Party supported defund the police, and they didn't.
Actually, a lot of Democrats did support defund the police. Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, AOC, Nancy Pelosi kneeled in a kente cloth scarf with other members of Congress to show their obedience to the BLM movement. And what was the BLM movement demanding in 2020? Defund the police. While cities were being ransacked and riots were ongoing, all leftists, all Biden voters doing the rioting. And now they want to just rewrite the history. Oh, yeah, they have a good record on crime. No serious person can take that seriously. It's so stupid. It's offensive, actually. It's preposterous. And this is why it's just not going to work, folks, which is why the red wave is just going. You can see it. It hasn't crested yet, but it's going. It's getting bigger over the horizon. And then there's this story about DHS and disinformation that really gets me fired up. As you all know, if you are familiar with my background, I'm a former CIA analyst. So I am like, if James Bond just sat around writing memos all day and reading at a computer console, I was like the James Bond of analysis. Anyway, but I understand how these institutions, on a serious note, I understand how these institutions function. And the moment that they sit down with journalists, and in this case with major social media players, and start talking about disinformation, we've got a big problem. That is absolutely not within the scope of what the Department of Homeland Security, the CIA, the FBI, any three-letter agency, any federal government institution should not be having meetings with the most powerful communications companies in the world, Facebook, Google, Twitter. Should not be having meetings with them saying, this is the kind of hot button issue. This is the kind of really important political discussion that is something that should be banned or even throttled or shadow banned. And this story from The Intercept makes it clear. And The Intercept is left wing, but occasionally they just do journalism, I guess, once in a while, by accident, maybe. They make it clear that that is exactly what was going on. That on election 2020, concerns on COVID. I mean, the stuff that was banned on COVID in retrospect was all correct. I mean, the vaccines don't really work. I mean, these vaccines are a joke. They're absolute crap. And we all know that. Masks are idiotic. Always were. The whole concept of it, you're going to mask sometimes to limit your exposure. The virus is always out there. So when you're not masking, you're just going to get it. Oh, but also the mask doesn't work to stop you from getting it, even if you're wearing it all the time or even when you are wearing it, rather. So it wouldn't be effective even if it was as effective as they thought it was, if that makes sense, right? Meaning that even with the mask up, you could still get COVID very easily. It really has no cloth masks are total garbage. N95 masks don't work very well at all either. And you're not going to wear a mask all the time, so it's ridiculous in the first place. It's not going to prevent you from getting COVID. The whole thing was so stupid. I had fact checks by PolitiFact and others written about me on the mask issue. I was shadow banned by Twitter on this issue multiple times. And I can prove it. I have the statistics. I have the data to show. They just all of a sudden, Buck Sexton's writing about masks. No more reach for those tweets. No, none of his followers can see them. I was right about all of it. All of it. I was one of the earliest people to be talking about what crap this mask mandate policy was, about how crazy lockdowns were. You know, weren't that many of us. Me, it was Jesse Kelly, you know, there are a few others in there that were really early. I was on record advocating for a full reopen in April of 2020. I remember this because it was a big issue with the Trump administration. I was saying, open up for Easter. This is crazy. Open it up. And it was right. Because what did we end up doing? Oh, we do all this stuff and the lockdowns and the masks. It didn't stop anybody from getting COVID. Didn't shut down the virus. Didn't save anybody. That was all bull crap. But notice, I can say this now. I can say this because, one, on Rumble, they're not going to censor me. So thank you. Thank you, everybody, for subscribing on Rumble. And if you want to see a video of this podcast, go to rumble.com/TheBuckSextonShow. That's rumble.com/TheBuckSextonShow. You can subscribe there to see video, because I'm recording this every day. We're going to build out this show. I am going to start having guests on this. We're going to do longer versions of this show. We're just building. We're building this plane as I'm obviously co-piloting a massive jumbo jet of the Clay and Buck show on radio. But I'm building this plane as well so we can do more things here. And I'm so appreciative of the people who are with me all along on the COVID issues. And they supported me when I was getting trashed. I mean, I was getting personal heat. I had people that were, I was disinvited to a friend of a friend's wedding because I didn't want to get the vaccine. I've had people tell me that they were uncomfortable being around me because I wasn't masked up enough. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I was dealing with. So the people who supported me through this and who understood that I was just speaking the truth. I was just reasoning through. I was observing. I refused the commie command to ignore the evidence of your eyes and ears from 1984, the most essential command of the party. The commies would not win with me. I would not allow it. And I just want to remind you all that they're not done with this. They're not done with this. I know people, oh, why do you still talk about this? One, because we haven't had accountability. Two, because it was a dry run for, you don't think they want to do this with climate emergencies? If we had a really bad drought in America, you don't think that they would start, they would use the same emergency orders and measures to tell you, you know, where you could use water and what food you can eat and all these things. They would do the same processes that you saw with COVID. They just declare some emergency, shut up, shut down your church, eat what we tell you, you know, eat bugs. I mean, the whole thing. You know it. I know it. This is what they want to do. And there are total just jokes out there like Charlie Crist. Here he is saying, when he's asked that he's going to lose by 10 points in Florida, the guy, the whole thing is pathetic. Charlie Crist is pathetic. I went to the debate where he debated DeSantis. It's honestly sad to watch him just make such a mockery of himself running against the best governor in America by far, Ron DeSantis. I mean, there's some other good governors, but Ron DeSantis is number one. It's clear. And here is Charlie Crist saying, you know, would he do mask mandates as governor of Florida in the future? If the science says so. He says yes, play one.
As Florida's governor, would you be open to mandating or regulating masks?
I would be open to doing what scientists advise. I just read an article this morning. I'm glad you brought it up. So I'm going to the airport right after this, going to Orlando, and I'm going to wear a mask on the plane. You don't have to anymore, but I'm going to, because Florida is experiencing an uptick. Began this week. And it's not even the Omicron B2. It's a new variant.
What a neurotic lunatic. He's masking up on planes as if that works, as if it's even necessary on planes, which are already filtering out the air better than any other place where Charlie Crist is ever with anyone. Planes are actually safer air quality than anywhere else Charlie Crist is going. If he read anything and knew the science at all, he would know that. But this, the scientists, I will listen to the scientists, they got all of that wrong. The scientists got this stuff wrong because it wasn't really science. It was groupthink by Biden voters who happen to have lab coats or MDs who should all be begging the forgiveness of the American people. And honestly, from just the people of the whole world who listened to the Faucis and the Walensky's, who listened to these abject morons. As they just kept doubling down and they were wrong and wrong and wrong about everything. They were wrong about everything. Wash your hands, Fauci. You wash your hands a lot. That'll save you. Wear one mask. Wear two masks. Get 4 shots, 5 shots, 6 shots, 7. Yeah, just keep doing it. Maybe consider goggles. Little Fauci wants goggles for you. And then he's going to sit and do a Vanity Fair interview while you're in your goggles with your two masks. These people are horrible. They made little children terrified. They made them take shots they didn't need that may adversely affect their health for who knows how long. They masked up tiny kids. They made kids sit at home, not able to see their peers, not able to develop, not able to learn because they're cowards. Because these idiot Biden voters, these Fauciites are cowards. Do not let them get away with this. Do everything you can to create as much political loss for them in this election as possible. And with that, my friends, we'll wait till tomorrow. Shields high. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's Framebridge.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.